header. But Gerrard! Oh, you beauty! What a headshot! What a head! Call it, take it quickly, Origi!
Oh, that's not on the telly.
And Liverpool's king to the cot are champions of Europe once again.
Welcome to the international break episode. Charlie is back. He went with us last week. Buddy is back. And Jenko was still here, unfortunately.
Well,
but boys, yeah. International break, not really to speak about. But today, the day of recording, in 2015, Jürgen Klopp joined the Mighty Reds. And what? True. What a manager he is. Probably, he is the best manager we've seen, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's won. He's won the Champions League, won the Premier League, Club World Cup, Super Cup. What a guy. What a guy. Wow. Well, as he would say, boom. But boys, I robbed this off Redman TV's tweet. So shout out to Redman TV. But what is the best game you've ever seen Klopp manage? I think we're all going to be the same answer. Mine would be Barcelona. 100%.
I'm thinking Barcelona.
Ooh.
But then
do
again,
you know what? No, that was just.
But then again, it's something different to manage a team in a Champions League final.
That was just attack, 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 wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like you had to go for 4-0. So obviously that is up there. I'm gonna go for the City game. Joe with Oxlade Chamberlain's
green. The Champions League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what I've seen some people say in the replies to that tweet.
If you're talking about setting a team up to win a final and win a big Champions League final, we won. Because it was set up not to concede, it was set up to do the necessary.
Yeah.
Didn't overstretch the team. Not
because someone say we performed better against Real Madrid in that final than we did.
I think we did. Spurs. I think final. We did, but at the same time, the results all that matters at the end of the day.
It started off the past few years now we've won the league, but like, we under Klopp, what I'll remember anyway when he goes is we were the underdogs, Joe and like near enough every game.
Yeah.
You had that mentality of, right, you've got to outwork the other team if you want to win. That's how I see Klopp. That's why I'm going to say the City game, but.
I'm going Barca.
But you know what game we're all missing out on here, right?
Dortmund.
Yeah.
We're all missing that Dortmund game. Lovren back post, riding has salmon.
Yeah.
So you're going Dortmund, Charles? We're all going
different. No, I'm going to go. It's either Dortmund or Spurs. I don't know. One of the two.
Right, next one. Best goal. It's probably not the best, but. That was a finish. Salah against Chelsea and Anfield.
Ooh, oh, screamer.
Oh my God, what a finish. But dude, before you say your goal, yeah, remember Salah's goal against City during the week? Well, last week.
Yeah.
He scored a similar goal like that against Spurs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I said that in the podcast and his Puskas Award as well, Joe, against Everton in the snow. Mm. They're like dead similar, but.
But best goal, do you know what? You could say, I know, like, corner taken quickly, that's one.
I'm going to say
that's just pure genius and Trent. I've got a goal in my head, right? And it's a team goal, but I can't think who it's against or who even finished it off. I can just picture all the passes going towards it and doing my head because I can't think who scored.
Well, that really helps now, Charles.
I know. That's what I was going to say.
Where Pickford couldn't catch the ball.
We love a bit of that.
That one, or do you know what? The Shaqiri one against United.
Salah against United.
Did that not take a deflection, though? No? Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
doesn't matter. I'm going to go Salah against Chelsea. Because that, what a goal.
Yeah, world class, wasn't it? World class.
Right, best signing then.
Best signing?
For me, it's John Matip. Nah, Mane.
Do you know what, right? Him and Michael Edwards, take your hats off because there's
it's
just
either Salah, Van Dijk, Fabinho, or Alisson.
What about
Mane? The span of the team, and then Salah's. See, I'd say Mane, but at the same time, Salah's just clear. Mane was here from the rough part. I do get that. But Salah's just different gravy.
Van Dijk sorted our defence issues out, didn't he?
He did. And Fabinho sorted the span of the team out, and Alisson sorted the goalkeeper problem.
There's so many.
There's two little Brazilians and then Van Dijk that just fixed the entire team.
A name I'm going
to... Wait, Jenko. Charlie, I wouldn't say Fabinho's little.
No.
But you know what I mean?
I'm going to put a name forward, right? And I didn't raise him that high.
Stephen Corker.
Yeah. But I'm going to say Genie Wijnaldum.
You didn't rate Genie Wijnaldum, are you mad?
No, I didn't. But
don't like him now after he blamed the fans for leaving. Come on.
But we'll miss him.
I don't like that, but Genie Wijnaldum.
The Barca game. The past like three seasons where he's played near enough every game is just mental. And it weren't a terrible standard, it was a good standard, so I'm going to put him up. But I think it is Salah, isn't it?
There's too many to choose from, isn't he?
Yeah. I was exactly like, then there's too many to choose from.
Yeah, too fast. Best moment? Obviously, I think it's got to be lifting the Prem.
Yeah, lifting the Prem.
Like, lift Champions League, yeah. But, like, we've never seen Liverpool win the Prem. Do you know what I mean? So, that's just special, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when it was Willian scored that pen.
Oh, that feeling
after the full time whistle. Yeah. You never have that feeling ever again, until we win the league this season.
Yeah,
but boys,
I'm actually gonna say the Champions League. You know,
I understand why, because like the first major trophy we've seen. We were here for 2005, but
yeah,
before. I love the Premier League.
I was free.
We didn't have fans there. We didn't have a parade. And that is true. With the Champions League, we had that, obviously, Madrid game where it was terrible.
Charles, you went to the parade with me, didn't you?
I might say Champions League. Just for that day, because we went for the scram and it was delayed, but it was great.
Where was I at the Champions League? Oh, I was at a pub in Thornby. That's where I was. When we won the Champions League pub in Thornby. But boys, favourite Klopp moment or quote? My quote is gonna be when it goes boom. That.
Oh no, there's something there, but I can't think what it is.
I'm gonna say
on his first interview, his first interview where he goes, you got
doubt us to believe us.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Because when you watch it back, it's just goosebumps, isn't it? Like when he first joined, he said
doubters to believers.
Favorite moment.
When he first joined,
when Divock's goal went in against Everton.
Yeah, way around the pitch. Yeah. Oh, when he lost his glasses when Admiral Arna scored against Norwich.
Oh yeah.
What a man!
When he does fist bumps to the crowd.
Do you know what I love, right? This is like have you seen that interview? And Guardiola's walking behind him and he goes, "Ooh, there's Pep."
Yeah. And runs away.
Oh.
Ooh, there's Pep and runs away. That's what he's at. Yeah, Charles really fist pumps the crowd.
Just standard. It's good then.
Oh, do you know what I love what he does? He's just standing at halfway and just watches the other team train.
Yeah, that's... I've always clocked that, you know, it's just weird. But I like it.
But it's... And the relationships, yes, with the players as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, he loves them players to bits.
Yeah.
You don't see many managers going on hugging every single player, do you? After a win, draw, or a loss. You don't see that.
None.
But you see Klopp doing that.
I think that's why managers need time nowadays.
Yeah, to build a bond with the players. Yeah,
to get their own players in and create that bond. Because what he's got there is just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's why I think we're so special as well at the minute.
But yeah. But boys, Klopp, unbelievable manager. Moving on. Mo Salah contract.
What's aim?
He's asking for what? 300, I heard, seen switches today, 300 to 380k a week. Would you pay him? I know Jenko's answer, my answer, but Charles, would you pay him?
Yes.
If you're going to break your like your budget or like your record wage cap, do it to your best player. Do it to the best player in the world at this moment. Do it to Mo Salah.
He's been most consistent over the past few years.
But me and Jenko did say, though, the Man City match reaction, we did say, his contract now runs out when he's, what, 31. If he signs an extension, that's like 3 years. He'd be like 34. Do you want to be paying 400k a week for the 34-year-old?
Well, it depends how he's performing at 34.
That's what Jenko said.
Because I think he's got the potential to perform like that for years.
I think if he wanted 500k, then you're like, come on. No one deserves to be on that amount of money. It's 500k. Half a mil. I don't think Liverpool's going. But 300k, just pay him. Isn't 100k more than he's on now?
Yeah, it's
But boys, do you reckon we're seeing the best Salah this season? We will see the best Salah this season.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
I don't know. Because I think everyone forgets how good his first season was.
Yeah. But did you see the Liverpool video? This Salah's reaction to his FIFA card. He wasn't happy.
Oh, yeah.
They had to even edit out because he wasn't happy. So, obviously, that has nothing to do with, like, but I'm just saying.
It's mad the way he's gone down in rating, though, isn't it? For
yeah.
Literally fucking
scoring more goals, yeah. As he said. But yeah, I think we might see the best Salah we've ever seen this season. I know his first season is unbelievable, but so it's just something about him. He's just so consistent, isn't he?
Yeah.
He just gets better and better. And he's already starts off the season with a flyer. So Charles, pay the contract, yeah or no?
Yeah, give him it.
Another question though. Will we give him it though?
Yes.
Yeah, Joe, I see Liverpool tweeted out about that picture of Salah saying we're witnessing the greatest or something.
Yeah.
With loads of tweets behind him. You don't tweet that out if he hasn't signed. Do you know what I mean?
Well, he's planning on signing.
Yeah. I think it's motivation, to be honest with you. So, like, the club's almost saying, right, we'll try and name 400 grand or whatever a week. And that's why he's scoring so many goals, because he must be thinking, right, it is my time to shine,
yeah. Well, when Newcastle come along, you never know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Before we speak about Newcastle, let's get all the Liverpool stuff out of the way because this is a Liverpool podcast. Prime Salah or Prime Hazard? I've seen Prime people on Twitter say all
I'm
this.
I'm not having the Prime Hazard debate.
Prime Salah or Prime Hazard?
I am not having the Prime Hazard debate. That man in his prime never reached 20 Premier League goals in a season. That man is a fraud compared to Salah.
No, I remember Joe Kickoff, the True Geordie Kickoff.
Yeah.
Is this person on it called... what's his name? He's a Chelsea fan anyway. His name's Rory.
Rory.
And he said...
Rory.
Like, this Arsenal fan was saying that Salah needs 2 or 3 more seasons to get up to Hazard level. And that Rory, being a Chelsea fan, said, Hazard had a season off, Salah's barely had a game off.
Yeah.
That is true.
So...
But it's not even that, though. Even,
for me,
even
it is Salah.
Even Hazard's good seasons are still not even genuinely half the season of what Salah's good seasons are.
Yeah.
Salah's bad season is still 10 times better than Hazard's best season.
So, Salah, for me, Salah is up there with one of the best we've ever seen in the Premier League. I'm not even messing.
Yeah.
The arguments with Hazard, for me, shouldn't be comparing him with Salah. You'd probably compare him with Mane most. But
because they're both wingers, aren't they? So you just you compare
but
that.
I don't know who you'd rather have out of Hazard and Mane, to be honest, Jeff. I think I'd rather have Mane.
Do you think I'm going to say right? I know Hazard one season, I think it was his best season, contributed nearly 50% to Chelsea's goals that season, right? Or like in the same with an actual goal himself or an assist. But I'm not being funny. That's poor enough Chelsea because his stats that season still don't beat Salah's. So. I won't hear that debate.
No chance. None of it.
Well, boys, play one, bench one, sell one, ooh, all in their plan. Torres, Salah, or Suarez? Oh, I go first, ready? I would. Oh, I don't know, but Luis Suarez. Oh my God, he's unbelievable. Isn't he?
I'm
like,
not
yeah, I'll Suarez sell Torres. Sell Torres. That's definite. But would you bench Suarez? Was Suarez? Suarez done it when he left Liverpool as well. And he went to Atletico Madrid and won the league with them. Oh.
I genuinely don't have an answer for this.
That's horrible, that. I'll sell Torres 100%. Sell him.
Yeah,
see, you're saying this right, but I think you're still forgetting how good Torres is.
Yeah, but you're forgetting how good Salah is and how good Suarez is.
But you're forgetting how good Torres was.
No, I've got to ask this question. I think Suarez is better than Torres, and I think Salah is better than Torres.
Oh, no, I do. Can you
sorry, Danny, if you listen to this.
You're making sound like it's like a dead easy choice. Suarez and his Bram is really good.
Do you know what? I've got an answer. Sell Torres. Ben Salah. Staff Suarez.
I think it's that Salah.
That's hard though. That's so hard. Suarez is unbelievable.
I'm going to start Suarez. Just because I think Salah works in our system, right? Suarez didn't really have a system, if I'm thinking properly. Do you know what I mean? He was in bloody loads and Suarez, he was still banging the goals.
If you're playing Norwich, you just start Suarez.
Yeah.
Because he scored an actual.
But I've never seen
him. Did you get Suarez's goal against? Was it Newcastle? Where he touched it down his shoulder and just touched the past the keeper.
That's Suarez is unbelievable, though.
That whole hat trick against Newcastle is just unbelievable.
Which one?
Exactly. Yeah. I just think he's
taking back to the Suarez. Oh, imagine Suarez in our team in his prime now.
Boys, imagine one of those even better one. Imagine all three of them in the same team.
Would that work, though?
You could make it work. Make it work.
So, Charles, you can't answer. Me and Jenko both start so hard.
No, I said the start Salah.
Who would you sell now?
I'd sell Torres.
Sorry, Torres, mate. If you're listening, do apologise, Torres.
I'm sure he'll be fine as ours out in his $3 million mansion.
not again to Torres, mate.
When's it, Torres?
I know that you're hench now, so. I'm sorry. But boys.
Again.
Newcastle. Yeah. Rumoured that Steven Gerrard might become the new manager of Newcastle United.
I don't think that's a good move.
I think it's a great move, but
I don't think it is. Purely because he won the league with Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
How is he going to get on in the SFP?
Would moving to Newcastle jeopardise his move to Liverpool in the future?
No.
I don't think it would. Like, I'm just asking.
I think it's...
No, but...
I think it's good because if he goes to a lower team, but it's Newcastle now, they're owned by three. Like, what's the owner's got? Like,
240
billion.
Wow. No, listen, look at it like this.
Spends as City has. Do you know what I mean?
Don't forget, this Newcastle takeover won't happen in a year because they've still got to abide by financial fair play. Like,
and
four years. So, if you put Gerrard on that team, right, Gerrard either will not have to play from the get-go, or let's say he does have a good team from the get-go and he doesn't perform, it looks bad on his manager. It's like Lampard. Wait, yeah. Lampard into Chelsea, he had the players there, but he couldn't. So, I think Gerrard's going to spend more time at like properly lower clubs still, because he's not done much this season with Rangers. Aren't Rangers slacking in the...
Let me have a look.
And in Europe. They might not be in the league necessarily, but I know in Europe, yeah.
Definitely in Europe, yeah.
So what I'm thinking is, I think he needed to win the title and then retain it.
Yeah.
And at least
in the league, Rangers are first by 1 point. First. They've played 8, won 6, drawed 1, lost 1.
So in Europe then?
In Europe.
If he keeps it upright and he wins the league again, he's done a good job and he deserves a much higher club. But I just think the Scottish League, I feel like
in
no
Europe,
one really wins
in,
it.
In Europe, Charles.
Apart from.
Rangers group, they play 2, lost 2, the bottom.
Yeah, and they got knocked out of Champions League, didn't they?
I just think Europa League, is against slightly tougher opponents than the Scottish League, and I feel it doesn't really grind the results up with them. I know it's not necessarily his tactics, it could be the team just not being good enough. Yeah. But I just think he needs to show a little bit more resilience in Europe. And then once you get a little bit of a tour for that, then yeah, maybe go to a League Two team or a Championship team.
Nah, I think League Two is a bit low.
I don't necessarily think
do a Rooney and go to a Championship team like that. Well, not that.
I just think he needs to genuinely take his time. Because if you don't forget, he's only what will he be? He'll be like late 30s, 40, something like that. Gerrard. Somewhere around there, being his 40s maybe. It's not like Steve Bruce, where he's about 60 odd. He's like,
before you carry on, Steve Bruce, yeah. I hope he stays for one more game, because I think his next game is a Farsam game in charge.
I think he'll stay till the end.
So I hope he does.
I think that's the end of the season. I want
to get as far as his game. Gerrard's 41, Charles. That's all he is. Gerrard's 41.
He's 41, so there you go. He doesn't need to jump into it. He doesn't need to join a Premier League team until at least 45, 46.
It's not even that.
Because then Newcastle just like 45, 46, he's still got loads of time. In a managerial career. Look at Roy Hodgson. He's what, 70 something? Don't get me wrong, he's not the greatest manager of all time. But if Gerrard wants to work his way to being a good manager, you need to take it out. You don't rush into things. That's how you don't do well. And I want him to do well.
Split on this. So I think it'd be good for him because it's Premier League team, mid-table, great. But that's how I'm thinking old Newcastle are. This is Newcastle. These are getting like owned by billionaires, but they are struggling at the minute.
Nah, but so, if the billionaires, it'll take them what, 3 or 4 years to actually probably challenge the title.
Yeah.
Don't forget, they've got to stay up this season. Then next season, they've got to buy players, make the players gel.
Yeah.
Then they've got to get top four to big players to come in.
For me, what would be best for Newcastle is getting a proper experienced manager who plays like good attacking football,
Conte,
and then can bring their own players in. I don't think like whale beaters, but like good enough for a top 8 finish or top 6 finish for now. And then they skyrocket to the moon like City have. But
surely the Prem and fans fair play won't let Newcastle spend.
They won't.
No, you can't. This arena's transition won't happen in like a year. I think it'll take about 5 or 6 years to fully come to effect. Well,
Everton's like, owner fourth, is
maybe getting near top 6, but then I'm still talking 5 to 6 years until they start getting some potentially really big players.
So, as Liverpool fans, you're not worried, are you? We're not worried, are we, about Newcastle?
Not now. A couple of years yet, maybe.
Yeah, if I
see Mbappe and Haaland both in a Newcastle shirt.
The owner, of Newcastle is like 13 times richer
than City is.
Than City's owner. But
with Newcastle, though, as I say, they need to just spend right, because Everton's owner is a billionaire, right? That Moscardi.
Yeah.
And he's spent loads on shite, right? Something I can say.
I told United as well.
And if you look at them now, they're stuck with Townsend and Gray, who have done really well this season, but it's literally because they can't spend any more. So Newcastle could end up in a similar position if they don't spend.
You know what the problem Newcastle have got? From the initial get-go, they're going to struggle to attract players. Like, if you're like, you're Mbappe, you're Haaland, you're not looking at Newcastle. What? The big Premier League team, man. It's not in their edge yet. They'll need like players like Mbappe and Haaland and all them like type player, that like level, that pedigree player, are gonna need to see Newcastle win something before they
But Griezmann in Football Manager, he's signing Mbappe for Newcastle. Griezmann was the best English manager in Football Manager. But do you think this Newcastle takeover is bad for football?
Yes.
No,
I'm not a big lover of all
just,
this.
It's just billionaires. Just my fans I'm just want their club to get bought by billionaires. No,
I do not want the Prem to turn into your likes of your NBA, where it takes it away from being a club and
it's a business.
I agree. Business.
Yeah. I don't want that.
I agree. But football is moving in that direction now where it is all commercial.
But that's bad, though, isn't it?
And
but then, no, but Newcastle, then the thing is they've got these rules in place. They don't listen to the rules. Look at City. How many times have they broke financial fair play and got away with it? They got banned from European football. They did break the rules and they just jammed their way out of it somehow. Yeah. Newcastle will fall into the same trap and any other team that tries it will fall into the same trap and then go, oh, and just get out of it.
With Newcastle, though, I personally think they are like the fifth biggest team in the country. In, not sorry, let me rewind.
Well, they're the richest team in the world now.
They're the biggest team outside the top seven. Would you agree? No.
What? Who's your top seven?
Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, Everton, Liverpool, City, United, Tottenham.
Yeah.
Maybe Villa, but
nah,
they've got like the fifth biggest stadium in the country, and that, and the fans are just
But the thing is, though, is they were a good team.
Seems like a proper football and
back in your Sheeran days, they were a good team. But since then, have you ever known a Newcastle team to be considered a threat?
No.
Denver Bar.
Sorry, I'm going to get Colaccini at centre half.
Yeah. But
they never had that team, and that's purely because of that Mike Ashley or whatever his name.
Yeah,
because he wouldn't spend money.
But I do see them as like a proper football and City, so I am quite happy for Newcastle. Like,
something in my head telling me Newcastle will not reach the same levels as City.
So before we end this episode, the Ballon d'Or nominees list came out. Jenko, there's no Charlie. Charlie's went to watch the boxing. But Jenko, right, I'll read them out. Tell me if you agree or don't agree.
Okay.
Aspilicueta.
No.
I don't know why Aspilicueta's there, to be honest.
He won Champions League with them, to be fair. But
yeah,
it's just stupid, isn't it?
Barella.
I
still know. Still
he has a good World Cup. Euros, sorry. Yeah.
But,
Euros.
But he did win the league as well.
Yeah. I think I'd agree with that, to be honest, yeah.
Benzema.
Oh.
Would you though? Because he didn't win.
No.
He didn't do good in the Euros. Like, France didn't do good in the Euros. He didn't win the league.
Yeah. No.
So it was a bit like Benucci.
Benucci, yeah. Well, yeah. Just
KDB. I think KDB, because he's one of the best players in the Prem.
Yeah.
So he's probably there. Chiellini. I think if Benucci's there, Chiellini's got to be there.
Yeah.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
Ronaldo, obviously, that's just a...
Yeah.
Is that he's just got to be there. Ruben Diaz, no.
I'd say yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's just my bitterness coming in there.
I'd say yeah.
Donnarumma. I think he's one of the best keepers in the world at the moment.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Bruno Fernandes.
I know, Bruno, yeah. But he's only got a nick of the pens.
Phil Foden.
Yeah.
Really? Do you think Phil Foden should be in?
Oh, no. I don't know.
I was a bit surprised. Like, Phil Foden.
He didn't feature much in the Euros, did he?
No, I know we had to post in the first game, like, that's about it.
Oh.
It's 50-50,
I say yeah, because it is nice. He's only, like, 21, isn't he, but...
Haaland, I think he's one of the best strikers in the world at the moment.
Definitely. That Champions
League. Jorginho. I think he's one of the favourites to win, actually, Jorginho.
Yeah. Now, for me, he shouldn't be in the running at all.
How? Like, yeah. Wow, why is he there?
It's because of...
He's not even the best midfielder at Chelsea.
Yeah, it's because he's won the Euros with Italy and the Champions League, but it's just stupid, isn't it? I don't agree with
it. If he wins it and Van Dijk didn't win it that year, it's
good. Yeah, definitely.
Harry Kane.
Yeah. He got the most goals and assists, didn't he, in the league?
N'Golo Kante, I think he's one of the best DMs in the world. So,
do you know what? Son should be there, you know. I think.
Heung-min Son. I think Heung-min Son over Riyad Mahrez, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know what's pronounced his name. The AC Milan defender, Simon.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, him. I think he deserves to be there, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Thing in the Euros, just alone, should.
Yeah. But Robert Lewandowski.
Definitely. Proper goal scorer, isn't he?
Lukaku.
Yeah. Won the league, didn't he?
Yeah. Done all right in the Euros. But that's the thing. Riyad Mahrez, I don't think he should be there at all.
No, Mahrez shouldn't.
Whatsoever. Lautaro Martinez. I think if you got to put Lukaku there, you got to put Martinez there.
Yeah.
Them two last season and say that I would just...
Won the Copa of America as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I agree.
Mbappe, Messi, obviously. Yeah. Obviously. Modric. I didn't really watch much of Real.
He's got, like, secret tapes on the people who make these lists, you know? Because as he won the Ballon d'Or in the first place, and how's he, like, in the running now? Because he's absolutely washed at the minute. I believe, anyway.
Gerard Moreno. He won the thingy.
Europa League.
The Europa League, yeah. He might be good, but not Ballon d'Or nominee, no, maybe.
Definitely not.
Mason Mount as well. I don't like... He's good, but... Like, they're good.
Do you think Ballon d'Or is in, like...
Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Hardy.
Yeah.
Neymar, obviously, going to be there. Pedri, that's another shock one. Like, he's good, but... He's a bit... He's not Ballon d'Or.
It's a bit like Foden, I think. I'm happy he's in there, but... I think
it's... When you think Ballon d'Or, you don't think Pedri. I know he played... He played every game for Barca last season. He played in the Euros, then played in the Olympics.
Yeah. Give another year or two for him and Foden, then yeah, definitely, but...
I don't reckon Pedri would be good in a year or two, because I think that Barcelona team is awful.
Really? He's like the standout for them at the minute, isn't he?
But I don't think... If that Barcelona team doesn't perform, I don't think he gets the credit he deserves, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not our boy, Mo Salah. Obviously, he's got to be there. He's got to win it.
I'd love him to, but...
Mo Salah for Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Another shock one for me, Raheem Sterling.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he had like... I think in the summer, when rumoured to leave City.
Yeah. Apparently Guardiola had enough. And you can see that sometimes, can't you?
He did come on off the bench against Liverpool, like, so
yeah,
he's starting on the bench. But that's another shock one. But Luis Suarez, obviously, he's got to be there. Carried Atletico Madrid.
35, and he's still the league mesmerising, isn't he?
Yeah. But Jenko, who's going to win it? For me, who has to win it? Oh, it's hard, this. I don't give it to Messi or Ronaldo.
I think it's going to be Jorginho. But I don't agree with it at all.
Do you know what? Just give it to Lewandowski for last year. Honestly.
Yeah.
He got robbed last year because he had no Ballon d'Or. So just give it to him. And he broke the all-time goal scoring record in one league season.
Oh, yeah. So, do you know what? Yeah, give it to him. He won the
league.
Give it to
Lewandowski.
Yeah.
Give it to him, yeah. Because he asked to get robbed last season, though. Bally. Did you see the picture last season? He got a Lego Ballon d'Or made for him. Yeah. Someone handed him a Lego Ballon d'Or.
He should win it just for his TikToks. Have you ever seen them? Yeah. Oh my God, what a guy.
How would you spell Lewandowski?
LEWANDOWSKI. Yeah.
Not that good.
I think he should win it as well.
But I know, I'm trying to find a picture where he got given a Lego Ballon d'Or. and he won the league, like you said. So,
yeah.
Lewandowski. Hashtag Lewandowski for Ballon d'Or.
I agree with that. Yeah.
But Mo Salah should win it. realistically. If we're speaking about greatest, Mo Salah, nah, Lewandowski will win.
Can keepers get nominated? They can't they?
Yeah, Dan Reema was nominated.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm surprised, like, Alisson or Ederson hasn't as well.
I don't think Alisson would have got nominated because Liverpool, Liverpool finished fourth.
His goal did help him get top four, though.
Yeah. But Ederson's probably a good shout.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to have Riyad Mahrez, where's Ederson?
Yeah,
mad. Has a goalkeeper ever won the Ballon d'Or?
Must have won, mustn't he? Like Yashin or something. But don't know.
Oh yeah, Yashin. I think he's won it. But I typed in on the internet: has a goalkeeper ever won the Ballon d'Or? The first person popped up: Alisson Becker. this year you'll win.
Yeah.
That's it. Ballon d'Or. Just want to speak about the Ballon d'Or. But thanks for listening. And ta-da! So that is the end of this episode. Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias at The Upper Main and on TikTok at Upper Main. And we'll catch you next time. Ta-da!